It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Recovering from the weekend. It was busy all around.
Yeah, it's kind of busy in town here. We had the car show, had the Meander, we had round-the-town rummage sales, and the Vonderhaar family had a big reunion. That's about double the size of the town with all their relatives.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, there were a lot of... And then races for two nights were the races.
They went till, I heard that.
Went till 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I heard 150 cars somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I saw a lot of race cars driving by.
Yep, so the last hurrah of the season at the Madison Speedway are done now till we crank her up again in the spring.
Yeah, so. I participated in the Veterans Hunt in Granite Falls. There had to have been about 100 people there. It was a good turnout, and after the hunt was all done, we got fed, and then there was some door prizes. And one of the Fagans flew over with one of his warplanes.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Very low. It was wasn't as loud as the other planes, but this one's a little more sneaky. But it was just really cool to watch it buzz
yeah,
us.
Fun watching those. I went over to their airfare one year and checked that out, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then I had my nephew turned six. Had a sixth birthday party this weekend.
So. Okay, so you got plenty to do.
Yes. Yep.
Well, should we salute a veteran here today?
Oh, and Vikings won in England.
Oh, they did, barely, but they did win. That's what counts.
That was luck.
Double doink there.
Yes. today we're saluting Corporal Erling Frederick Jose. Erling was born on September 16th, 1924, Friendship Township in Yellow Medicine County. Passed away on December 4th, 1993. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Forces on July 6th, 1943 at Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on January 6th, 1946 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a supply clerk with the 315th Troop Carrier Squadron, served overseas during World War II in India and Burma. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Distinguished Unit Badge, the Good Conduct Medal, the American Theater Service Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, 2 overseas service bars, so he spent over a year overseas, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Erling, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic today. The VA has opened health care eligibility for Vietnam, Gulf War, post 9/11 veterans under the PACT Act, which we've talked about before.
Yes, that PACT Act is just amazing. A lot of stuff under that thing. VA sent out a press release on September 28th how they're extending health care eligibility for certain veterans. Starting October 1st, the Department of Veterans Affairs will expand and extend eligibility for VA health care for certain veterans of the Gulf Wars and post 9/11 era. This will increase health care eligibility for hundreds of thousands of toxic exposed veterans. Additionally, the VA has already expanded health care eligibility for certain veterans of the Vietnam War. More detailed information can be found at va.gov/PACT. President Biden signed the Bipartisan PACT Act into law on August 10th, authorizing one of the largest expansions of VA health care and benefits in U.S. history. Veterans can go to va.gov/PACT to apply for health care or learn more about what this bill means for them and their families. They can go to the website, but they can also come see me.
Yeah, that's just easier probably just to see you.
A little more convenient. Yeah. This expansion will bring generations of new veterans into VA healthcare and increase the healthcare benefits of many more, which will result in the one outcome that matters most, better health outcomes for veterans, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough. He highly encourages these veterans to apply now for the healthcare they've earned and deserve. So beginning October 1st, post 9/11 veterans who did not previously enroll in VA healthcare will have a one-year window to enroll if they served on active duty in a theater of combat operations during a period of war after the Persian Gulf War, or served in a combat against a hostile force during a period of hostilities after November 11th, 1998, and were discharged or released from active service between September 11th, 2001 and October 1st, 2013. Also on October 1st, veterans who served on active duty in the theater of combat operations during the period of war after the Persian Gulf War will be eligible for CARE. This includes veterans who, in connection with service during such period, received the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, Service-Specific Expeditionary Medal, Combat Era-Specific Expeditionary Medal, Campaign-Specific Medal, or any other combat theater award established by federal statute or executive order. So starting now, Vietnam-era veterans who served in the following locations and time periods are eligible for CARE. If you served in the Republic of Vietnam between January 9, 1962 and May 7, 1975, Thailand at any U.S. or Royal Thai Air Base between January 9th, 62 or June 30th, 76. Laos between December 1st, 1965 and September 30th, 1969. Certain provinces in Cambodia between April 16th, 1969 and April 30th, 1969. So two-week window there. Guam or American Samoa or their territorial waters between January 9th, 1962 and July 31st, 1980. Johnston Atoll, or a ship that called there between January 1st, 1972 and September 30th, 1977. Those are a lot of dates. Again, this will be in the newspapers, so you can get that again, and I'll have this information at my office as well. While the expansion of the PACT Act-related health care eligibility is staggered over the coming years, VA has made all conditions outlined in the PACT Act presumptive for benefits as of August 10th. Which was the day President Biden signed the bill into law. Eligible veterans and survivors are encouraged to apply for those benefits now at va.gov/PACT or my office.
And well, how do we get a hold of you?
And reach me by phone at 598-3445. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level as you like to call
it. Right. Still garden level, still green.
Yep, still green. Although the leaves are changing.
Yes, they are. Definitely, they're but falling off.
I got a good view of an evergreen outside of my office, so that's always green.
That's right.
Hence the name Evergreen.
There you go.
But there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I left that out for you.
You got a new magnet.
I did. I grabbed a new one off the counter and gave it to you.
It's not as well worn. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. And, of course, like you say, there'll information be in the newspapers, Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard, and we'll be back on the air again week from today.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Josh. You have a great week.
You do the same.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.